L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for a mortgage bank to help you make your next major mortgage move? Whether it's a refi or a home purchase, regardless of whether it's your first one or one of many, consider our friends at Stockton Mortgage. But don't just take our word for it. Stockton Mortgage has over 70,000 five-star reviews and counting. Just like this review from Joshua, who says this about his experience with Stockton. They were super professional, always answered my questions I had, and streamlined the process. I could not ask for better people to help me and my family get our first house. I feel blessed to be able to go through them. Be like Joshua or the 69,999 others just like him and get started with Stockton Mortgage today by going to Stockton.com and get started. I've even used Stockton Mortgage myself on my own home loan. For your home loan needs, Stockton.com and click Get Started. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS 8259, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2 here, Kentucky Sports Radio, 859-280-2287. It's Ask Anything Tuesday here at the KS Bar and Grill. Arkansas fans are wild, Shannon. Just wild. Last night, they all were writing me talking trash about how they were going to take Garrison over Kentucky. Kentucky picks Garrison today, and then they're all writing me going, oh, you got our leftovers.
Well, I'm surprised they even wrote you back.
They just Arkansas people, first of all, I can't imagine having a Twitter account and putting the word pig in it or suey. You know what I mean? Hog! Hog! My name is Bobby Suey. Hog in there, Bubba.
That's going to sound great on the podcast, but I don't think that's going to be in there.
What?
When I just played that drum.
Why won't that be in there?
Because I played it off. Here, I'll just do it again just for the podcast people.
Okay. Go ahead and get you a hog in there, boy.
There you go.
Oh, so the first time it's just going to be me going with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. But I just can't. I mean, look, that's your nickname, and so you go with it, but I can't imagine making my identity Hog.
So they lost. They thought they were getting Jaden Quaintance, too, and they didn't get him either.
I'm a counting 310 pig. Like, just normal people, like real estate agents, will be like, looking at home, Suey. Such a weird nickname, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what they do, so that's okay. But Jeff Goodman is saying great Osabor is out for Kentucky.
So, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
You better be wrong.
I think he, like we've talked about, I think he privately kind of committed a week ago.
Now, you didn't think that. You scooped.
Yeah, I thought.
You gave a scoop. You have been almost unbeatable in scoop. Like, it's you and Mike Wallace.
And Woj.
And Woj. What do we make of this?
I don't know. I think he did tell
them. He brought his family from Britain?
Yes, that are on campus, like I think even maybe still right now. So why is that?
Do you think he said no while they're here? Do they get to finish?
Is that when they got the kid from Oklahoma State? Did that say, okay, well, then I'm out?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think they wanted – I know they wanted him and the Carr kid.
Yeah.
But maybe they just thought – maybe when they found out Osbor – it may be one of these things that they took the view of, if he can't tell us now, we can't wait.
I guess so.
Could be.
Wanting to build that piece. I mean, Garrison's still good. It's not like a backup plan to Osbor. Like I said, they're completely different. And I think Garrison will be a project that will be here in a few years that we really grow to like. But I would love to add Great, too. I've had him in pen on my little list of what this roster will look like for a while.
Well, we so Kentucky has another player now up to seven. Looks like now they got to get guards. I feel like they got their bigs, and now you got to go out there and get some guards. A lot more guards than there are bigs usually. In the portal. All right, let's talk about one thing before it's go back to Ask Anything Wednesday. I don't know if you saw, the Knicks played at Philadelphia on Sunday, and the Knicks fans stormed Philadelphia. Like they said, like a third of the crowd were Knicks fans. Then when they won, it was like when we play a road SEC game, people chanting Go Big Blue, but this is the Knicks in Philly. When the game's over, Joel Embiid was like, how did all these Knicks fans get in here? I don't like it. The Knicks fans stood outside of the arena when it was over dancing and had a little pep rally there. Do you think Philadelphia should be ashamed to allow that to happen? I mean, this is the Philadelphia 76ers. This is one of the major franchises in basketball. Should they be ashamed to let all those Knicks fans in?
I think they should be because, you know, everybody knows the Philadelphia fan, whether you're an Eagles fan or a Sixers fan or a Phillies fan, that's a special breed of fan right there. And to give up home court advantage to, of all people, the Knicks, let the Knicks fans take over the arena, I think they should be embarrassed and should be ashamed.
Yeah, they should be ashamed. And honestly, I can't think of a city it'd be harder to pull that off in.
Because
Philadelphia is so passionate. That's a playoff game with the team they love, and the Knicks fans were still able to do that. Tip of the cap to Knicks fans for pulling it off. I know it's a short train ride, but still get tickets to take over that area is impressive.
When they had Quickley and Randall, now they still have Randall, but when they had Quickley, I kind of was like, you know what, I don't really have an NBA team. I'm just going to take the Knicks. So I would watch a lot of Knicks. I haven't watched them as much this year, but I do like Knicks fans. They seem like they have the most fun. And Knicks fans taking over an arena, that feels like the kind of thing we would do. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go and take it over in a big game. That would be like us going to Knoxville, and let's just go ahead and take 7,000 of the fans. They did that. And then I love the dancing outside the arena. Did you see that video?
I saw it.
That was kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie.
They had like an MVP chant for Jalen Brunson there at the end of the game that was just as loud as like when you hear Kentucky fans do the Go Big Blue.
Yeah.
So I love this without Randall. That's crazy.
I know. Yeah. That's what's nuts, doing it without Randall. They're playing – who's even on the team? They're playing like OG Anobi and that's his name.
They're villain
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I said OG Anobi. That's his
OG
name.
OG Anobi.
Yeah, you just started laughing because you thought the sounds were funny.
Yeah.
The Villanova stars are playing well.
Yeah, that's right. Josh Hart and those guys. All right, who's up next? Ask Anything Tuesday.
Kurt,
what's up, Kurt?
Hey, Matt, I remember you as a little fella at my brother John and Patty's house, just to let you know, but we'll keep going. So my question is, you're on three brethren.
No. Who's John and Patty?
They watched you quite a bit when you were a little bitty.
Oh, well, I don't remember, but please tell them thank you.
Had a big impact on your life.
Are you the guy? Let me ask you a question. Are you the guy that was on a message board in the last couple days saying that your relative watched me and then saying that, like, you thought I was nice enough, but I wasn't that nice and you knew me because your relative had watched me?
I don't think that was me.
Well, no, I mean, it was you. That's a yes or no question. Like, did you write something
I wrote something about you on –
you knew me because your family had watched me growing up. But what's your – but do you know me?
I don't know you, no. I mean, I know you back then as a little boy.
I know, but you said on there that you knew me and knew what I was like because of that.
No. I don't know if you're misreading or not. Maybe somebody else wrote something else because I think I put on there that I had no problem with you.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, go ahead. So that was you, but go ahead.
So anyway, you're on three brethren down there in Baylor are getting a little nervous. Do you think this is clickbait stuff or you think they're actually nervous that Edgecombe is talking about backing out and one of their other starters because Brooks left and is thinking about coming up
here.
I have not heard.
Appreciate the call that VJ Edgecombe, the top recruit. I have not heard that he was coming here. I know Baylor people are starting to get nervous. I don't know if there's anything to that or not. I have not heard anything to suggest that. Now, again, I do think there's a person that none of us know that Kentucky believes they're going to get. I mean, in theory, could it be one of those Baylor guys? I'm sure it could. But honestly, this is not me just being, like, cryptic. I do not know who it is, Drew, so I couldn't say.
No, with Edgecombe, I've never seen anything actually serious. It's just people wishing that he would follow him because he was such a big recruit. And Brooks was the lead recruiter, but I don't know anything that could actually be happening.
I think it was kind of suspected that there was a guy coming with Brooks. I don't know if it was Edgecombe, but I think there may be one of the other
suspected by who? The same person that told you about Osabor?
The same guy that said he knew you when you were little.
Is the scoop?
I'd like to hear the noise if it is.
Yeah, so what was the noise? I didn't
know. Our drop we play for Ryan.
There we go. As soon as we gave him that noise, though, he was wrong for the first time. So I'm not sure that we can lay that. I do think that guy, he did post that he knew me because his family had watched me years ago.
Is this in Cynthiana or Middlesboro?
I assume it was Cynthia because I was a little baby in Cynthiana. But like he was like suggesting he knew my character because of it, and I was like a baby.
He knew your character then.
Maybe were you very argumentative as a baby?
I mean, I wanted my pacifier. If you didn't give it to me, I was gonna be very serious about it. Who's next?
Mark.
Mark, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, Matt?
What's up?
Hey, real quick. Hey, I like the pickup of Garrison. One reason I like it is because he has multiple years. I was a little concerned that we're getting a bunch of guys who are like 1 year for, you know, seniors, upperclassmen guys, to where it makes it tougher to build future going forward.
Yes.
And I think he made a really smart move in regards to chances are he wasn't going to be the man behind Jonas Adu down in Arkansas. And I think coming to UK was going to be a great move for him. Hey, one quick thing I want to ask is, like, ask anything. I want my man Frank Franklin to go back about December 2016. The Sunday after the UNC-UK game in Vegas, I talked to my man, saw my man. He was on one.
I'll go into no memory.
First of all,
let me tell you something. I appreciate the call. Everyone in my friend group was on one. If you collectively take the Drew Franklin, there's a Drew Franklin crew, right? And then there's a Matt Jones crew. And those crews combined in Vegas for that Malik Monk day. And I've never seen collectively more people that needed an escort back. Well,
we're having a time.
Shannon the Dude needed an escort back to his room in Vegas a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was very recent.
I found my way.
Yeah, see, you didn't find your way the first time.
I found a lap.
I found you.
Just walking it off.
Taking a lap.
I won't go into details, but I will say about Shannon on that trip. I walked Shannon home. Where were you all? You all were in a different
hotel, yeah.
Max, Ryan, and Drew, and I walked Shannon back to the, was it the Venetian?
We were at Bellagio. You went all the way to Venetian from Bellagio.
So we walked. I walked Shannon back to Venetian because it was clear to me Shannon needed to go home.
I was poisoned.
And I was in the lobby with Shannon, and I said, Shannon, the elevators are right there.
I didn't want to go to the elevators.
I'll be up later. You just go right there, and we'll see you later. So then I went. I'm, like, playing blackjack, hanging out, meeting friends, et cetera. An hour later, I look, and Shannon is just wandering around.
I was trying to pick up.
With this look on his face, and I go, Shannon, are you okay? And he goes, where are the elevators? He's been walking for an hour.
I'm more of an escalator guy.
But, Drew, you were more like that in Vegas for the Malik Monk game.
Yeah, it was more than the day before that. I think during the UNC game, what Malik had, 50 or 48, whatever it was, I think I was sweating more than him, and I was just sitting in my seat.
Yeah. Then the next day at the Carolina game with Shannon, You had flown home. You and Max had to fly home because both Max and Ryan had emergencies.
That yeah, the Shannon.
Max and Ryan had to take a special flight home because they had emergency, which was so it left me, Drew, and Shannon.
I should have taken a flight too.
And Drew and I basically carried Shannon to the UK, North Carolina.
It's like weekend at Bernie's, and I was Bernie.
It really was. Yeah.
So wouldn't get out of bed for pregame.
Shannon wouldn't get out of bed. I was like, come on. He just sat there at the game, and Shannon was like. Yeah.
He said, come on, let's do this radio show. I said, what's my motivation?
Who's up next?
Let's go to Seth.
Seth, go ahead, Seth.
Hey, fellas, first time, long time.
Ooh-ah.
Hey, I just had a question. I feel like most of BBN has been wondering for probably 6-7 years. See if you can expound on it a little bit. What actually happened between Cal and John Robick? I'll hang up.
Yeah, I mean, I've said, people have asked that many times. I mean, I don't want to get into all that. They just, that's not something I blame either of them for. It just it happened and it had to end. And I, it was, there was a huge loss for Kentucky to lose Robick. And it was a huge loss for Cal. I don't think Cal handled the situation well, but I also don't think that it was going to work between them. So I don't. You know, things could have been handled differently, but ultimately I think the result, Drew, was going to be what it's going to be, and I don't really blame Cal for that.
No, and John Robick's been through a lot with the passing of his daughter, and, you know, he had all that going on at the same time. So, you know, I've always been a big fan of him. I hope
Me
he's
too.
Still doing well to this day, and I still to this day don't know exactly how that went down, but I just wish it had been differently for everyone.
The you know, when that thing was rolling, he had the perfect staff. And then over time, he didn't have the perfect staff. And that's unfortunate because I think that staff really served him well when those years were rolling.
Hey, Robick was special to this basketball for a guy that wanted no attention.
That's a dude who would have logged into the analytics. I think that's fair to say. It's springtime in Kentucky, and that means warming temperatures and strong storms. Hopefully you don't need it, but if you get a mess, Serve Pro is there to clean it up. 1-800-SERVE-PRO.
You're doing the wrong ones. That's yesterday.
But you sent – this is what you
it's
sent me.
Today's and yesterday's is there.
But you didn't write which ones were today's.
It literally says 4:30, which is
Where?
Today. Right there on
Where
the
does
email.
It say this?
It's 5:00 Tuesday, Matt.
Literally sent that to you.
Oh,
I'm looking at it right now.
Why do you send me 2 days at once?
Because that's what they sent me.
Well, tell them to do it differently. All right.
There's cornbread.
Bluegrass
Home, there's
by the way, I mean, well, I love Serve Pro too. But yeah. Bluegrass Home Center is now open in London, Kentucky. You can visit bluegrasshomecenter.com today and find your dream home. Family-owned business specializes in meeting the needs of homebuyers with standard-built single-section 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms available. We were down there. Great customizable units. It's bluegrasshomecenter.com, and they go as low as $48,900. It's Bluegrass Home Center, home-only financing, $0 down payments for qualified buyers. It's bluegrasshomecenter.com, 606-215-3300 at Bluegrass Home Center. Take a break. Be right back. It's KSR. Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. Let's talk football for a second. Nice to see you, sir. Let's talk football for a second. Deion Walker projected top 5 pick next year in the draft.
Love it. Really not surprised either. I'm just grateful that he's still at the University of Kentucky because that dude is a beast and has been since the second he played his first snap.
I saw 4 mock drafts for next year, all of them having the top 10, 3 of them having the top 5.
Dude, he's just a human machine, and he's so good. You know, he had opportunities where he could go to other schools, but he wanted to stay here and play here at Kentucky, and I think that speaks a lot about him.
We just don't get dudes like that.
No.
We don't get dudes built like that. Like, that's a Georgia or an Alabama defensive lineman that we have, and he is, you know, it just dudes like that don't exist that are that size, and he's going to be, you know. And then your guy, Sally Barrett, Shannon says Brock Vandegrift will be a first round pick.
Well, if Sally Barrett said it, it must be true.
Yeah. So, I mean, like,
I'd like to be surprised with that. With Deion, I remember, if I'm not mistaken, last year at the end of the season, some guys were putting out some cryptic tweets. There's some stuff you heard about locker room, this, that. Wasn't Deion Walker just like, I'm back. I left Kentucky. Then wasn't he pretty one of the first, being the biggest name on the team, if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the first
right
to just
about that.
Say, I'm still rolling with the Cats.
Deion Walker was I remember when that got when they got him, Vince said to me, special. Along with, I think he said, along with Lynn Bowden, maybe the best guy we've brought in. Because, you know, he loved Lynn.
He's from Detroit.
And he's from Detroit, which was like, that's just a huge get.
I think there's going to be several high draft picks next year, including, you know, we've become cornerback you. I think Maxwell Hairston's the next in line to follow Carrington Valentine and Drew Phillips and all these guys that have gone on. And
what if Vandegrift gets drafted and we have three straight years of quarterbacks getting drafted? There's not a lot of schools that do that, to be honest with you.
No, and certainly not the University of Kentucky. Doesn't have a streak of quarterbacks going to the draft.
That's crazy.
Not crazy.
Who's up next?
Joshua.
Joshua. Go ahead, Joshua. Ask anything Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking my call. I'm super pumped about the Garrison kid from Oklahoma State. The kid's a beast. I think definitely a project. I don't really understand Gooman's tweet about Osborne being out. I mean, Osborne's a real legit four, power forward. You know, I don't understand why he can be playing with Carr.
I haven't heard that yet, but at the same time, I will say that when Pope and Feger were at Utah – or excuse me, at BYU, I think Goodman and Norlander were people they were close to, and then Mark Fox, I know, has been close to Goodman forever. So I would tend to think if Goodman says something, I'd be surprised if he's wrong with this group. I think we're going to have to get used to Goodman being back in our lives because I think he knows this staff pretty well.
Oh, God bless. If they're good, if the coaches are good with them, then I guess I got to be on board with them. But hey, real quickly, I just want to say I'm for the seven guys the staff has signed has me more excited than the incoming class and with a big Z return with if Cal was still here. And my question, and I'll get out of here, Drew Franklin, did you order the Mark Pope sushi last night? Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
I did not. I actually got the Stoop sushi, but I did notice that the Calipari roll is now the Father and Pope roll at Jeff Ruby's. So well,
are you becoming Chin Coleman and eating at Ruby's every night? Like I feel like I'm hearing a lot of you at Ruby's. Where?
It's my bar now. I don't go. There's too many children downtown. I like to just belly up.
So you just go sit at the bar at Jeff Ruby's on a Monday night?
Well, man? I wasn't there last night. I was there Saturday night. I told you all I was there Saturday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were there last
night. But no. That is interesting that there's the quick turnaround on some of the menu items around
Have
town.
They taken Cal's chicken off the Malone's menu yet? Because we're taking all these recruits to Malone's and Harry's. Like, I don't think you can – I don't know if we need Calipari's name on the menu if we're taking all these recruits.
I wonder that. I saw a picture of Pope at Malone's, I think, last night. You got to take that off the menu if your guy's going to start eating over there, don't you?
Saturday I saw Pope. He might not have been in there, but he was outside Mama Tequila where Ryan went. Was it you that went so crazy or Billy when we had dinner down there? So, but he's definitely a man about town.
The SEC, by the way, announced the basketball schedule will be – for the next however many years, with 16 teams, you will play every team. Basically, you'll play every team once, except there'll be two teams that you play twice every year, and then one team rotates as your second. So basically, like next year, first of all, who do you think will be our two teams we play twice every year? One's going to be Tennessee, right?
Absolutely.
And next year it's Arkansas.
Okay, but that's not what I'm asking you. There's two teams we will play every year. One of them is going to be Tennessee.
Yes.
Who's the other one?
Florida for me. That's my guess.
It's either going to be Florida or Vandy.
Vandy. Yeah,
I kind of think
three packs.
I kind of think it's going to be Vandy, just because Florida's going to have Georgia. I guess we could be the other one. But I kind of feel like Vandy, because who else is Vandy going to have?
Tennessee.
Well, but you got to have two.
Tennessee and Kentucky.
I know.
That's
why
Vandy
I think it's going to be Vandy.
Yeah.
They could have Ole Miss because they're right there next to them.
I just think the Kentucky-Florida, you get more of those Saturday big games. Vandy, they're always going to be at the bottom of the conference, even though it has been more of a rival with them.
I don't know.
You're probably right that it'll probably be Florida and Tennessee. Now, this year, I agree with Ryan. It's going to be Arkansas will be our rotating one.
Yeah.
But they're going to pick two that we will play in perpetuity. In basketball, Tennessee will definitely be one of them. But I think the other one will be either Florida or Vanderbilt, and I'm not sure which one they'll pick.
Yeah, I can't – I mean, Arkansas, I don't think you can make that decision for Cal, who's probably not going to be there that long. Like
exactly.
A long-term deal, setting up that rivalry.
If this were the 90s, it might be Arkansas, right? But you're right. I don't think you're going to make Arkansas for 15 years because Cal's not going to coach there more than four or five, probably. So 859-280-2287. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's Ask Anything Tuesday on KSR.
TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. Stuff's happening fast and furious here. Got people sending me names. Somebody just said, watch for this. And it was a name that I haven't even read before.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Never know, man. This staff, they move in what is it? Real G's move in silence like lasagna?
We tried that last summer. That
well, no, I was just going to say, it looks like Cal and them are just eating lasagna in Pittsburgh.
Well, that I thought the
I'm sorry, I can, you know.
The biggest news note that Pope said yesterday when you were talking to him was that there were 29 names on that whiteboard.
You know you wanted to do something with that picture, Drew. Don't act like you didn't. I know you. I know you saw that picture.
I saw the picture.
I know you wanted to do something. Don't act like you didn't. I know you very well.
It was not a threatening picture.
Yes.
On the thing about names, there are some names out there that have not been attached to Kentucky, but that are just kind of floating out.
Floating around. Yeah, so we'll see. All right, so KSR Horse. It's Kentucky Derby time. KSR Horse. Folks, if you are going to spend any dollars wagering on the Oaks or the Derby, why wouldn't you do this? You can get $250 in bonus bets. Just deposit $25 or more dollars and do it. Did you do it yet?
I have not deposited yet, but I downloaded the app.
All right, so now people have been asking me this. You're going to use the code KSRHorse. There's some kind of bug. There's always a bug. It's KSR. But when you put in KSRHorse, it's going to tell you it didn't work, but if you put it in, it actually worked.
Okay.
So you will have the bonus. So if you put in KSRHorse, there's going to be a little thing that pops up that said this didn't work, but it actually worked. Hopefully that little pop-up goes away today. But you've got 168 hours after you get you do it, $25 or more. They give you the bets in $25 bonus bets.
Nice.
So you go like $25 to win on the six pony, right? And then go like that. You have a week to do it.
Okay.
And we're going to be making picks later this week. Do you know your Derby horse yet?
I'm working on it. I'm more been concentrating on the Oaks right now, but I'll get to the Derby later.
I have my Derby pick.
Who's your Oaks horse?
Well, it's a guaranteed winner.
Who's that?
Lemon Muffin. There's a horse named Lemon Muffin. The last time there was a horse named Lemon in the Oaks was Lemons Forever. It's the longest shot ever to win the Oaks. Ever.
Ooh, I like this.
So you're going Lemon Muffin.
Lemon Muffin.
Lemon Muffin. That's what a lot of people call you.
That's what they call my booty.
Dang it. Like, you just have to ruin
Sorry.
Everything.
I apologize.
You wanted to say that, and I didn't want you to. Yeah. DK Horse is downloaded. 100% bonus. Use the code KSRHorse. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+, in certain states to open access. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See terms at DKHorse.com. One per new customer. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus release in $25 increments. Deposit eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com. It's Ask Anything Tuesday. Who's up next?
Devin.
Devin. Go ahead, Devin.
Yes. Hey, guys. I just finished up finals.
Congrats.
For that. My question for you guys is, so with Brandon Garrison, you know, Javon Small's a name I've seen on the board a lot, and, you know, they're teammates, and it's also another portal target. I know we need a point guard, another one, besides Lamont Butler. So I was wanting to see what you guys think about that.
I think they need another point guard of some sort. I don't know if he's going to be the guy or not, but I do think – I mean, if you get Brea, which it looks like I think they hopefully will, maybe today, tomorrow at the latest – then you're in good shape. I still think you need a point guard. Even if it's not a starter, you need somebody there, and he would be good, but I don't know that he would be the person or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and also I just want to say it's super refreshing to see this, like, you know, coaching staff really embrace the media. I know, like, you know,
yes.
With Cal, he was very you know, I don't know what the word, he's very anti-media, I guess, was not very, and he wasn't good with Goodman, obviously. So it's just really, like, you know, refreshing to see the booms. We had the Yahtzee in football, now we got the boom in basketball. And the staff being younger, I would say, is, like, really refreshing to, you know, the younger generation of Kentucky fans who do use X and social media. So I just want to say that's just super refreshing.
No, I love this. I love the fact, Drew, that they're on social media and the staff is engaging with the fans. I like that. You know, I think what happened with Cal with the media is I do think when Cal first got here, there were media that were unfair to him nationally, like legitimately, you know, Goodman, 40, and some of
those
guys. They were out to get him. I mean, I've told the story that one media member said at his press conference, I'm going to bring him down. I heard him say it. So I know there were people out there trying to get – so I get why Cal was distrustful. But then at the end, he got to the point that he was like that with all the media. And, you know – I thought Mark Pope used a really good – Mark Pope said something really smart yesterday. He said, you guys, meaning us, but I think he's talking about the media in general. You guys are the storytellers to the fans. And he is exactly right about that. There still is – it's still important to tell your story. Dawn Staley at South Carolina, did you see – apparently she gave her first interview after the national championship to the South Carolina media before she went to the national media. And when they asked her why she did it, she said, these people tell our story every day. You guys come around occasionally. I thought that was actually a really cool thing for her to do, and it seems like Pope sort of gets that as well.
Yeah, Staley goes out of her way to take care of the media. It feels like that's kind of going to be the case moving forward. I'm just ready for these, and I know I bore people when I complain about press conferences. But Cal completely quit doing those midweeks where you have the fun, you can banter. After a game's not the time to ask certain questions. But there were 31 of those midweek pregame press conferences last year, and he did one. One of 31.
Wow.
And that's the time when you get to have all these fun conversations. You can talk about other stuff than what just happened when emotions are high. And I think it's going to be refreshing with Pope kind of resetting that and getting those conversations and learning new things about him, learning new things about how he's going to take us into the future.
I think Pope, he gets it because he really, truly is one of us. The fact that he lived it, he played here, wore that jersey, he totally gets where we are coming from as a fan. And that makes a huge difference.
Who's up next?
Let's go to Debbie.
Debbie, how are you, Debbie? What's your question?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks. I'm first time, long time.
Hoo-ah! What's up, Debbie?
Okay, couple of things. First of all, have you tried this nasal, like a saline nasal spray?
I haven't yet. I haven't. Okay. I may try it later if it continues to be there. I feel like it's going to fall out today when I eat all my bananas, but we'll see.
Well, that banana thing, I don't know. That'll be amazing. But I know I got a piece of a pecan. I was eating pecan, and it got stuck up in there. And this nasal spray, I mean, like Meyer, Kroger has an off-brand that works. It tastes nasty, but it works well.
Okay.
The other thing was I've known my family and I have known Mark Pope since he was a player here, and great guy, great standards. I'm so excited. My question for Tuesday is, what did Chen do on the sideline? I mean, what was his role? Because his antics just bugged the crap out of me.
Frank, appreciate the call.
No,
thank you. Thank you, Debbie. I know. No. I'm asking Frank.
My understanding is the defense was a big part of his role, which, as we know, did not go well.
It was pretty good.
Defense.
I mean, really just – and this isn't
we play that?
On – this isn't on him. I'm not blaming him for this. But since he came over the staff is when all the postseason went bad. You know, I made my points very clear about him. I just thought all those things added together was why I was wanting to change. Also, every single game, it seemed like Cal would turn around and tell him to sit down and shut up, and that just couldn't have been healthy.
Yeah. What's odd, though, is he's the one that went with him. You know?
If I had to pick one guy that Cal would not take along, it would have probably been him.
It's just interesting to me that the guys on the staff – with the most personal connection to Cal as a human being, all didn't go with it.
Except Bruiser,
that's right. Orlando didn't go. Welch has known him for 30 years. DJ Wagner's dad played for him, and he played for him. Now, maybe he changes his mind and goes, but right now most people think he's going to go to USC. That's really odd to me. It's really odd to me, whereas the people who knew him the least are the ones who ended up going. And I don't want to speculate why that is, but it is strange to me that that ended up being what happened, right? Now, Kenny ended up coming back, but, I mean, that's going to be the oldest staff in the country. I mean, that's going to be the oldest coaching staff in America. Well, it is.
Yeah.
Look at our coaching staff. Mark Fox is the only one that's older than me. So it's just interesting how different that's going to be. Who's next?
Let's go to Mike.
Mike, what do you got, Mike?
Hey, I just had a question. Were you guys surprised that some of the players like Fierro and Burks and Z wouldn't come back with all
No, not at all. I'm surprised anyone believed those guys would come back here. When Cal would recruit here, he was recruiting Cal MBA. He was not recruiting Kentucky. I think I've said for 14 years, the day Cal leaves, all of the players will leave, every single one of them. That's the bargain with him. And the same thing will happen one day, Drew, at Arkansas. However long he stays at Arkansas, the day he leaves, their roster will start over because Cal recruits Cal. What was it? I saw one of the recruits for 2025. Did you see what he said, Ryan? He said Cal called him up and said, the train keeps going. The location is different.
The headquarters changed.
The headquarters
is different.
That's
what he said. Everything's the same. The headquarters changed.
And I'm sure he said that because that's how he looks at it.
Uh-huh.
He is selling the Cal brand. And for him, the Cal brand just picked up and moved somewhere else. So, sir, I'm shocked anyone believed any of those guys was going to come back. I was certain if one of them stayed, it would have blown my mind and I would have been surprised.
Yeah. Another question I had was, do you think NIL money is, like telling an 18-year-old who's got money, like tell them to really break down and play defense. Do you think that has any part of it?
No, I don't think it. I mean, other teams did it. I appreciate the call. Yeah. We didn't do it. NIL money, in my opinion, Drew, when the game starts, these dudes are competitors. These dudes in the NBA are making $60 million. Jamal Murray could barely walk at the start of that game yesterday, and he went out there and won that. Why? Because they're competitors. That's why they play. So when the game starts, the NIL money, in my opinion, is irrelevant.
And when you get a little of that money because you're good at basketball, what do you want to do?
You want more
keep
money.
Being good at basketball. You want to go to the next level. You want to see what the next deal is. And in addition to being a competitor on
Think
the
about inside. Elon Musk. I find him to be insane, but dude's the most, the richest guy in the world. He still every day wants to start new business. Why? Because that's what those people are built like. There are people like Ryan, if he had kind of that money, would quit and just sit at the pool.
But didn't we learn your price last year?
What
tell
was the
us?
Price?
Felt like it was low. Felt like someone could swoop in and get him.
Yeah, I remember what it was, but we
it
didn't.
Wasn't much.
No,
I remember
really thinking. And I'm still available if anybody wants to pay it.
UK Federal Credit Union is the official credit union of the University of Kentucky, award-winning best place to work, serving the University of Kentucky for over 186 years. It's banking only better, from student to graduate, employee and beyond. UK Federal Credit Union is here for you. Two locations on campus, close to campus. All there, go online at ukfcu.org. It's UK Federal Credit Union. We'll take a break and be right back. It's KSR. Yeah. The only thing I'm glad about with Cal going to Arkansas is we can play this song more. I love this song, Shannon.
Yes.
They can't get out and roam around like his old hunting dogs. You didn't even know this was a song until me, right?
Oh, now I've heard it. A million times, it seems like you play it all the time.
You like Tom T. Hall, though, right?
Tom T. Hall is a special dude.
I don't know that was the biggest compliment in the world.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to play it on my own, but we're in the car with you. It just kind of seems natural to play a little Tom T. Hall once in a while.
Tom T. Hall Homecoming is one of the best country songs of all time. I just want to say, y'all, if you've never heard that, just take a minute today and listen. It's a great story song. He was a storyteller, Drew. That's the thing he was good at.
Yeah, like us. Mark Pope that's right. said us.
That's right.
Tom Hall, T. Hall, storytellers.
Like, we will be here at KS Bar Wednesday and Friday here at the bar. Thursday, I will be in Louisville. But Wednesday and Friday, we will be here. Tomorrow's Wings Day, of course. You can come out with all that. One person writes, all right, Matt. I'd like to know what are the best behind-the-scenes team juicy tidbits. Specifically, what were the closest teams of the Cal era, and what were the ones with the least chemistry? Well, this may not surprise you. A lot of it is connected to how good they were, right? If I were looking and saying, what were the teams that got along the absolute best, I'm not sure a team got along better than his first team. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the Wall, Cousins, Bledsoe trio.
Yeah.
Those guys are still best friends.
But the older guys, they still fed off them. So, like, Wall was such a generous person to, like, Ramon Harris and Perry Stevenson. And I think that team was really, really close. I think the 2014 team was really close because it was all freshmen going through the same adversity kind of together, Ryan. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. 14 and 15, both. I think both those teams were really tight.
I think last year's team was close. I think last year's team was really close. I think there were some – maybe Rob and Cal towards the end had a little bit of friction, but I think in general last year's team was really close. As far as the teams that were not close
– 2 years ago is by far, I think.
2 years ago was the worst.
Yeah.
2 years ago was the worst team for team chemistry that they've had. The team that lost to Kansas State. I don't think it was as bad the St. Peter's year, but it was bad. It was bad 2 years ago. The COVID team, I don't think they didn't like each other, but they just kind of never connected.
They also had very weird circumstances.
Some of that may just be the circumstances.
Yeah.
Before that, there was – I don't want to say they weren't close because they – but the what was the second year of Briscoe? Was that 18?
That would have been
– what Briscoe was 2 years. Was it Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that team was still close, but they just – it always felt like you were waiting for something bad to happen. You know, it never did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Now, the 15 team was really, really good. I'm not sure I would say they were really, like, close.
They had, like, guys were close together. Like,
yeah,
you know,
they'd be like Booker and Euless.
Yeah.
The twins and, well, kind of the twins, you know. Towns was kind of his own dude a little bit.
Willie was a little kind
Willie
of his own
was
dude.
Definitely his own dude.
And they were just so good. They were just, like, rock stars. Like, all top to bottom. I mean, they were. There were two sets of five of rock stars. I mean, it was crazy.
But if I were ranking closest, I would say that the 2010 team was the closest team, at least in my opinion. Do you all agree with that?
I think so. And I was really, outside of what we said 2 years ago, there haven't really been a lot of teams I felt like that were not close.
I think the only team that didn't get along was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That team just did not get along. And I think it is what it is. It just didn't. I mean, that's just kind of how it was. Who's next?
Andrew,
what's up, Andrew?
Hey guys, I just want to know if you can elaborate on the Kraft family Coach Cal relationship or lack thereof, and how that came about.
I mean, it's tough for me because I like them. I would say that the general chatter out there about them is not fair to the Kraft family. It's just not. That's not. It's what people said is not true. I would just put it like this. That relationship wasn't great. It had nothing to do with anybody political, anything.
Anything.
It was just, it didn't have anything to do with running for governor or political. Like, it had nothing to do with that. It was just personal interactions. So the story that went out about that, I think, was false. You know, I can't get into it, but it's not, I don't think it had anything to do with politics at all. I just think, you know, sometimes people – and listen, don't – it's not like they hated each other. It's just they weren't – they used to be close, and then at the end they kind of weren't close. And that's the way it goes.
Yep, and I don't have to give you money.
Yeah, that's the thing about donors. They don't have to do anything.
This is my money. Do whatever I want with it.
You know, I mean, at the same time, if I got $10 million that I'm thinking about giving and somebody's not is being rude to me, why am I going to give it to them, right? So we will see you tomorrow. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.